Welcome to the Life of a Gentleman podcast. Journey with us as we discuss the life of a gentleman and how we can gain more respect and confidence with lessons in life, etiquette, and personal style. I'm Richard Taylor, an award-winning author, apparel industry expert, and business owner. Each week, I will be discussing various topics pertinent to the minds of gentlemen, and I'll be joined with a few close friends of mine. First up will be Charles, who is a lifelong fashion enthusiast and everyday guy. And secondly, we'll talk to Dennis Stiles, who is a personal stylist that also has a strong passion for everything having to do with fashion. What I want to do is just take the time and let everybody get a chance to get to know us and what we're about and just get a little background. Charles, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. How's it going today?
Doing all right. It's our first podcast.
Yeah, it feels good.
So let me ask you this. Can you just give us a little background about yourself? Where you're from, maybe your interests, things like that?
Where I'm from is just the Midwest. I'm just your average guy. I have a lot of experience within hospitality, within customer service, and also too just my upbringing there. Always have had an eye in fashion. And then that's from my parents, from my family. I grew up with three sisters, mom, and a dad, so fashion was definitely a part of our family on a regular with my sisters. So had the influence of my dad to show how to steer that fashion, or that style, I should say, within the proper direction.
Yeah, that makes sense. I appreciate that. Yeah, and I can attest that his family is very fashionable. I definitely can see where you get it from. Since we're talking about fashion right now, this is a show that's going to be talking about fashion, but we're also going to be talking about all things gentlemen. So right now with fashion, there's a lot of things out there, and I thought it'd be interesting just to get your take. What is your favorite fashion accessory right now?
Ooh. Well, when we talk in fashion, it's a different thing. Fashion and style, what's trendy, but then what stays. I think for me, what's really the style or what really stays for me, I'm an avid shoe person.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, whether or not that they're expensive or whether or not that they're not, I think the shoes, for me, it ties in my whole outfit. So everybody don't be looking at my shoes, but but they're there. I love shoes. So when it comes there, I think I have way more shoes than my wife. So so I take up the closet space right there.
There you go. All right. Nice. Definitely can appreciate that. Let's stay on the style for a minute. Now we know shoes is your thing. How about your personal style? How would you describe your personal style? What would that look like?
Well, my personal style, it kind of changed as you start to age. But I think my personal style kind of, it was a little bit more flashy or flamboyant a little few years back. But that's good though, mm-hmm. You know, because it just stays just how you are and your personality. But now as I'm getting older, I think my style is getting more classic. And when I mean classic, I mean looking at classic like some of the older pictures from like the 50s and the 60s and seeing how the men dress in the nice tailored suits, two button, nice tie.
Right.
You gotta have the pocket square there, even a lapel pin to put on there.
Gotta have the lapel pins.
That's the style now, more classic. I like a nice wingtip shoe or the rounded tip shoe, but just a little bit more classic. Getting rid of a lot of those long suits with the buttons where you look like a soldier.
Right.
Do you remember those?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you had a few of those, didn't you?
Maybe. I might have.
May have. I definitely have.
Back in the 90s. Now we're dating ourselves, but yeah.
But that's okay. Yeah. But now as styles and as fashion has progressed, I think the classic will always remain the same.
It's timeless, right?
Oh.
That's what being a gentleman is about.
Being timeless.
So, since we're going to transition into that, what does living the life of a gentleman mean to you?
Well, living the life of a gentleman is more than just a phrase. I think every week you live the life of a gentleman. As you become acclimated just with your surroundings, whether or not you start a new job, whether or not that you have a job, who you are, where you at, the gentleman's life, or the code of it, it stays there, and it's with you.
And it's more than style, isn't it, Charles?
Oh, man, it's definitely more than style. It has to do how you act, how you speak, how you look, how you carry yourself. It transcends all of the life.
Yeah, and that's what we're going to get into with this podcast. Appreciate your comments. Now, let's do something. Let's switch it up. Charles, I want you to go ahead and introduce Dennis at this time.
Oh, yes. We have our resident stylist here, Dennis Styles. He's going to be doing a segment for us called The Gentleman's News. And right now we got Dennis calling from Jersey. Dennis, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you doing, gentlemen? Glad to be on board and, kind of like be able to share my experience as a gentleman in my job, fashion industry, with good friends. And so let's do it, guys.
That sounds good. How do you feel about the podcast?
Oh, I'm loving it. I actually love the title, man. Life of a Gentleman. You know, it's funny because that's kind of like my motto I go through every day. I kind of like to carry myself as a gentleman. People think of gentleman necessarily as, somebody that dresses nice. You know, I look at it a little bit more deep than that. It's how you carry yourself in public. How much of a family man you are. I come from, my brother, he's in the Army, he's a sergeant, and my sister's a teacher, so I come from a good background. And, as far as like, I'm not the type of person that's going to be out there partying, clubbing, acting a fool pretty much. I like to carry myself as a man, family man.
Oh, definitely.
Thanks to my gentleman approach that I live through every day.
Definitely, and it sounds like it, and we know you personally, and we definitely know that you live the gentleman lifestyle. So looking at your family, how much do you think that your family plays a role within being a gentleman or your style now?
Well, I would probably say my dad. Earlier on in my, when I was 5, 6, 7 years old, I used to watch him kick Aggie shoes, shiny shoes, the way he would, have his suit tailored perfectly to his body type. And, growing up, I actually started wearing dress shoes at a very early age. And that's how pretty much I started. Probably I would say 9, 10 years old. Maybe even younger.
It might be hard to play soccer though, don't it?
Yeah.
Or play some baseball in some dress shoes.
Yeah, but I've always liked, influence. My dad was my biggest pretty much influence as far as, being a gentleman and taking care of yourself.
So right now there, Dennis, describe your personal style. How would you describe your personal style to us?
Well, my personal style, I could pretty much take you all over the world. I have versatility, it's modern. I enjoy getting the best looks out of all the pieces. Pretty much to, kind of have different look combinations. A lot of the times, what I always tell my clients is when you buy a suit or you buy a tie, don't just put it together. Implement it with other pieces that you have in the closet. Or else what happens is your closet is just going to look like, I'm just going to wear this with that and that with that. It's good to separate pieces. So when I buy a tie, maybe I want to wear it with a denim jacket. Maybe I want to wear it with a puffy vest. Maybe I want to wear it with a V-neck merino sweater. So it's kind of like my motto I live through. Details that is very critical to me is ensuring that each piece that you have, especially pants, is very well tailored. No breaks on the bottom. Slim through the bottom, all the way down, pretty much.
Yeah, definitely.
Because a lot of the guys, what happens with suit jackets is every time you buy a suit in the store, you're never going to leave that place with perfect fit. You're always going to have to take it to the tailor. If you go to Macy's, or if you go to Nordstrom, or if you go to Banana Republic, and you walk out with a suit, you're going to have to do some work to that.
That's going to definitely be on a future podcast, the tailor-made. We definitely have to, we're going to talk about that personal
make
style
sure
and how tailoring definitely fits that. You were talking about how your closet and how everything flows together. And you definitely make sure that you buy things that can blend together. So in your closet now, tell me, what is your favorite accessory there that you have?
Oh, pretty much hats, man. I am in love with hats right now. Whether it's wide-brimmed hats, fedoras, you name it. I'm not big on baseball caps, but mostly classic hats, man. I've always been a fan of the 1920s, 1930s fashion. So I kind of like to implement that in a more modern way. For today's gentleman, And I pretty much love hats right now. I wear them with my suits. I wear them, you know, dressed down, my denim jacket, a regular, you know, button-down shirt, slacks. That's the good thing about fashion now. There's no rules anymore like back in the day. You can wear whatever you want to wear.
Yeah, and Dennis, and that's going to be a segment to top it off. Yeah, we're going to have you definitely as our resident stylist, the Gentleman's News, definitely in a future episodes to talk about. But thank you so much, there, Dennis.
I'm looking for it.
Yeah, we look forward to this podcast, and we look forward to getting with you on a weekly basis.
Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate the time. I am currently in a hotel right now because I have some styling work and photo shoots to do, but it is raining, so I figured perfect time to talk about gentlemen and fashion.
Okay, now... Now we have the creator and we have the host. We have Richard Taylor that's here with us also too.
Yeah. Hey, how's it going?
How are you doing? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure.
And I know this guy likes to be humble, so I'll say it first. He's the creator of Harrison Blake Apparel. Started in, when was that established?
Late 2014.
So you've been here in a minute. How is it going for you now?
Things are going really good. We've expanded the line quite a bit. Just started off with lapel pins. Now we have a wide range of accessories from neckties, pocket squares, bracelets, you name it. Now we're doing socks and we have it all compiled in a monthly box. It's a subscription you can sign up for. It's one necktie plus four accessories for $25 a month. That includes free shipping. And that's going really well. So looking forward to just getting down and talking with you guys about different issues that gentlemen bring up. We get emails all the time from customers, so hopefully please keep those emails coming. Ask us questions. Dennis is going to address a lot of those fashion questions, some of the etiquette and lifestyle questions Charles and I may tackle. So just glad to have this podcast and have an outlet to let the fans and the followers and the friends get to know each other and build on our relationship that we have also.
Yeah, definitely. And we definitely want to thank everybody for listening and everybody for tuning in. If it wasn't for you guys, then we would just be just a couple of friends talking. We do this anyway, so it's good to be able to share this with everyone there. But looking at you there, Richard, or seeing some of the same questions there, Richard, what is your background?
My background, I was raised in Connecticut on the East Coast, so that's a lot of the influence for me. I am a second generation American, and so I have a lot of pride in that because it makes me feel like I want to set a good example for my kids, and which is one of the reasons why I went into business for myself, is to set a good example for them. So I'm a family man living in the Midwest right now, waiting on the warm weather. Here it is May, and we're still wearing coats, so
still getting rain. That's where fashion comes in at. You have to be well equipped for everything there. So if you would describe your personal style, how would you describe your personal style?
My personal style is more of a classic style, I would say, conservative a bit. I like a lot of grays and blues, brown shoes. Been that way ever since I was a little guy, so me and Dennis have that in common. You know, I was the kid in middle school wearing dress shoes, so that's just been my personality. I like to express myself that way, but I guess that's how you would sum up my personal style. Nothing too flamboyant, a lot of classic pieces, try to have some high quality pieces in there.
Yes, and I will attest to it, you are a classic man there. Dennis, did you have any questions for
me? One question, Richard. What is it, 2 years now?
Yeah,
2 years.
We're in our third year business right now, and things are going really well. So I do appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Yeah, so I just want to ask you a question, staying away from a little bit of the fashion thing and just talking business, because you are a businessman first, right? I assume.
Yeah, definitely.
I know you started your brand, and it's been going well. So let me ask you a question. There's a lot of, you know, tie companies, bow tie companies, subscription companies. What separates your brand from others?
We try to appeal to a wide range of audience, try to have a lot of variety. Some of the pieces are somewhat loud, and then some of them are pretty conservative. So I think I want to just provide a variety of everybody, because everybody's got a different style, everybody has different tastes. And so I don't want the brand to just be dominated by my personal taste or my style. I think that would limit, you know, the audience or the reach. Also, having a background in apparel, we're able to provide quality pieces at an affordable price for everyone.
Yeah, no, that was my next question, actually. What are some of the challenges, you know, someone that wants to start their own either jewelry line or tie line or accessory line or even apparel line or even hats line, anything that has to do with fashion that's so popular right now. What are some of the challenges that you've encountered a couple of years back when you started your own business?
I think one of the hardest things for new brands is really to get brand awareness, because like you said, there are so many different options out there. So the question you have to ask yourself is, why is somebody gonna take their hard-earned money and purchase something that you're offering when there's so many options out there? I mean, they could simply, like you said, go to Macy's or a name brand store that's very large, or they could shop smaller boutiques online. So that's the biggest challenge I think people are gonna face, is getting the awareness for the brand. Another one of the challenges is, where are you gonna source the materials from? That's a whole nother episode.
That's another episode there. Yeah, we'll get back to that one.
Yeah, that's gonna be.
Yeah, but that's something very interesting.
It's a challenge.
I know a lot of people would love to hear that.
Yeah, we'll go behind the scenes. We're gonna do that very soon.
Yeah, and I must attest to also too with the variety of the Harrison Blake apparel. I must say, because right now we have three different walks of life here. Richard, myself, and Dennis, and I think every piece can help or actually enhances all of our appearance. So you definitely do a good job in that. So definitely hats off to you, just on there, for that also too.
Appreciate it. Now
tell us though, in your closet, what is your favorite accessory? Dennis's hats, my shoes. What's your favorite accessory there, Rich?
I'm gonna go with just a necktie. I think a good necktie can pull everything together, so it's kind of what I've always been drawn to. I kind of will center my personal outfits around a necktie and just build from there. Outside of a necktie, I'll give you one that might get a chuckle out of you guys. I'm very particular about my undershirts.
Your undershirts?
You gotta have some good undershirts.
The undershirts are important. I will attest to that.
I mean, to piggyback off of what Richard said about the necktie, I think that, you know, I think the necktie is actually coming back stronger than ever. The reason for that is you don't necessarily have to wear it. A lot of people think of a tie as something that you have to wear to an event.
Yeah.
Now the way they make ties with fabric, stripes, prints, you could actually wear it every day just hanging out, going to the bar, going to the club, or if you're going to event, if you're going to the mall, wherever. I pretty much don't dictate where I'm going to what I'm going to wear. I wear what I want to wear no matter where I'm going. I think that's part of being a gentleman. You know, you dictate on your own. Don't let wherever you're going dictate what you're going to wear.
Yeah, no, that's totally makes sense. You know, you're right about that. The different fabrics and stuff that's out now, yeah, you can dress it down, you can dress it up. It's a very versatile piece. That's why it is my favorite. Just because, I mean, like you said, you can wear it with a sweater, you can with a suit, jacket, sports coat, doesn't matter.
Or you can just wear it with a regular Oxford shirt and just roll up the sleeves and wear your cotton tie, and there you go for the summer.
There you go.
Slacks, jeans, and then and Rich's and one of your favorite pieces as far as the tie. Also, I think bow tie could, you know, go right alongside of that as something very important in a gentleman's wardrobe.
Oh, I'm a bow tie person myself. I've been wearing bow ties since I can remember. One of my favorite pictures and my favorite memory is, I was probably about 6 years old, and I, family picture. I have a bow tie. I have, it's a blue velvet bow tie with a light blue ruffle shirt with a blue velvet jacket, and my afro about as tall as me. And there, so people say, oh man, Charles, you just now been wearing bow ties. And I take that picture and say, I've been wearing bow ties as long as I remember. So as you saying, bow ties now are getting to be that style also too, where you can wear it with almost anything. You can dress it down with the denim, as you said, they're Dennis, but then you can dress it up also too, and it makes such a classic man and such a gentleman man and a look there. That'd definitely be in a future episode, and probably some of the videos of how to tie a bow tie, how to wear it, type of shirts you should wear with it.
That's key.
Different things.
That's key, tying a bow tie, because I know that's one of the biggest challenges for, a regular guy who doesn't really wear bow ties. It'll probably take him like 15 minutes first time to actually tie one.
It's okay that your arm's going to hurt the first time you're going to learn. You're going to feel like that you got Popeye arms, because your arm's going to be there trying to figure it out. But once you get it, it's like tying that shoe. It's there.
I think that, thanks to Richard kind of emphasizing the tie and the bow tie, it's hot right now. So, it's part of the gentleman look, and we're definitely endorsing that. Now, as far as Richard, one more thing here.
Okay.
As far as your brand, looking back at 2 years, that has passed since you started your brand, how do you feel now about where it's going and the direction you're going, or any changes that you're going to be making to your apparel line?
Yeah, I feel good about what we've done. Everything that we've done, it's been with no investment, no outside investment. It's family owned and operated, which is totally awesome. That's what I wanted from the beginning. And then now we're branching out and starting to bring some other people on board. In the future, I think you're gonna be pleasantly surprised. We're gonna be making some upgrades to the fabrics that we're using, some of the shipping materials, and just kind of upgrading the look and feel of the brand. We always want to evolve and move forward. That's what we've done the past 2 years. So the next 2 years is really going to be something special. So,
all right, man. That sounds good. We look forward to hearing that in the future podcast episode.
Thank you, Dennis. We appreciate you joining us on the line today. And we're definitely going to have you back next time so we can get some more updates from you and just keep this conversation going. So thanks a lot.
All right. Ciao.
Yeah. Thank you, Dennis. Our own The Gentleman's News is going to be doing his segment there. So thank you, Dennis.
Listen, guys, I appreciate it. I love doing this, and I love sharing my passion for fashion. And I look forward to doing more fashion episodes with you guys. So enjoy and have a wonderful afternoon, everyone.
Hey, Dennis, tell us where people can follow
you. That's one thing. You can follow me at Instagram at Dennis Styles. I'm actually from Jersey. I've been in Jersey for a long time, so that's where you find me. I do men's fashion and women's fashion. Either way, it doesn't really matter to me. A stylist is a stylist.
Dennis Styles, how's that spelled?
Dennis _ Styles, Styles.
All right, great. Thank you for sharing that with the audience. Definitely, everybody check him out. This is Dennis Styles. He'll be with us every week. So if you have questions, please email contact@harrisonblakeapparel.com, and we're going to pass those on to Dennis so you'll be able to answer those for you.
All right, thank you, guys. Enjoy.
Okay, have a good afternoon. Well, Charles, we're going to start rounding this episode out. I think it was good that everybody got a chance to just kind of introduce themselves. You got to get a little taste of our personality, and everybody got to meet Dennis. Looking forward to this.
Oh, yeah, definitely. This is definitely going to be a good podcast. And I think what the listeners want to hear also, too, I think a lot of what we're going to talk about is going to be based upon the book, The Life of a Gentleman.
I'm glad you mentioned that. I forgot to mention that at the outset. The title does play off of the book. The book is entitled The Life of a Gentleman. Gain more respect and confidence with lessons in life, etiquette, and personal style. And to you listeners, we want to offer you a chance to get a free download of this book.
You say free?
Yeah, free. This is a 144 plus page guide. It covers a lot of subjects. There's a lot of contributors to the book, and they can get a free copy by visiting the website, harrisonblakeapparel.com, going to the blog, and there's a link there. You can get an audio copy read by the author, myself, and you can also just get an ebook version if you'd like to just read it yourself as well.
Who do you think that this book or this podcast appeals to?
I think it appeals to a wide range of people. Everyone that's interested in improving themselves, not just style, because being a gentleman, you can be stylish and not be a gentleman. You can look fashionable, but have a horrible personality, or you don't speak well, or you don't present yourself well. So we're going to be covering a wide range of topics, and the book touches on a lot of things, even things such as financial wellness or how to prepare for a job interview or just how to improve your relationships with your family and friends.
Yeah, that one on job interviews, that's definitely is a good one. I know I didn't look at that one time I forgot about the book, and I got slaughtered at a job interview. And I went back and looked at it, and I said, oh, these are the do's and don'ts of doing. And then the next time I did get that job. So it definitely works there. And I must say, from my aspect of it, as a working man, I've been into customer service, like I said, into fast food industry, different things, and licensed insurance agent, different things like that. I know appearance is definitely one thing, and etiquette is definitely one thing, and the code of conduct, as we will start going there, definitely plays a part in being a gentleman. And I think the book is, and this podcast would definitely help anyone in every genre of life.
Yeah, we hope so. I mean, that's the thought behind it, just to kind of just let people in on discussions amongst guys that, you know, are just trying to do better. We're not here to preach to anyone. We don't have all the answers. I mean, we're still learning. We're still growing. I think that's what's going to make this fun, just discussion. And hopefully we can bring on a lot of guests, get a lot of interviews going, and hopefully talk to some of the people that are in the listening audience as well. Get them on. Let's open up this conversation. Let's just have some fun.
Oh yeah, that sounds good. And like I said, we all are a work in progress. You can never graduate from being a gentleman, but you can be the best gentleman that you can. And that's what we're trying to do. And that's why I love the life of a gentleman. And that's why I love this podcast. So yeah, everybody, come journey with us.
Till next time.
These messages are brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel, specializing in fashion accessories such as ties and lapel pins. Join the Harrison Blake Monthly Subscription Club. Each month, they deliver one necktie plus four additional matching accessories for only $25. This is the easy way to build or enhance your wardrobe. To learn more and subscribe, visit harrisonblakeapparel.com. These messages are also brought to you by DeAndra Marie, a young, talented female host who conducts interviews, event coverage, and produces the Life of a Gentleman podcast. For inquiries on how to be featured, please visit www.itsdeandramarie.com.